go. Get up with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go. Let's download. Let's get into the catch up. Let's get some food.
Let's get some download numbers up, guys. Tell your friends, tell your family, because we're number one.
We're not actually. We're 19th in the whole Hit Network for catch up downloads. I saw yesterday.
It's not bad.
Just for last week, though.
Not bad.
Yeah, well, considering there's like 50-something shows, we're above halfway.
Also means there's over 25 underneath us, if you're thinking positives.
So true.
They're probably all listening to us now. They're probably the ones that download to see how good we are.
Don't say that.
Why not?
We're all one big happy family here at HIT.
Yeah, until there's a job opportunity that opens up.
Then it's like gladiators in a pit.
Nah, but it doesn't matter because the bosses will only be listening to this podcast anyway.
Oh, will they?
Yeah.
What about the 18 above us?
Yeah, good point. You hope they're all in Sydney and Melbourne, those 18 above us already.
Yeah, good point. They're not, but that's okay. Hey, today on the show, I tell the best story you'll ever hear. Remember?
Yeah, you're going to have to wait to find out how good this story is. So boyfriend Gav, he claims it wasn't great.
Yeah.
I listened with open ears. I won't say what I thought of the story.
You loved it.
You'll find out, guys. It's worth listening for, though.
When you listen, though, make sure you take note of the details because the key of the greatness of the story is in the details, okay?
The details kind of lose you as well.
It's a fine line, to be honest. We also talk about big tat mistakes, lying to your kids, and getting bitten in the face.
Yeah, we did Alpha Bucks as well, but that never makes the catch up because no one ever wins. So enjoy the rest of your day, guys.
Bye.
This is... Are we ready? The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
You ready for my story of coincidence, sliding doors moments, fate all rolled into one?
I do like a good story like this. Your boyfriend, however, when you told him yesterday, said that was terrible. So I'm coming in open-minded and I'm going to figure out whether I'm Team Gav or Team Ellie on this one.
No, we are proving him wrong because the Golden Valley is going to love this story. Okay, here we go. So over the weekend, I decided to throw out a bunch of clothes. So I went through my closet and all my old clothes I'd bundled into massive bin bags, tied them up. And then I've been looking for donation bins around town that I can donate them to. That's the start of the story. There's lots
remember,
of details.
Friday you asked me where their bins are and I told you and you ended up finding one and chucking them in?
Yeah, exactly. Now,
good
bear
girl.
With me because there's so many details that you need to know to just grasp how incredible this story
First
is.
First of all,
That's
did you donate your smelly black top that you always wear because that stinks?
I threw that in the bin.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
We don't want a kid to wear that.
Thanks for bringing up my BO though in my hour of important stories. Okay, so I put the two massive bin bags in my boot and then decided to go to the Botanic Gardens on Sunday. And on the way back, I was like, I'll find a bin to put them in. Couldn't find a bin, couldn't be bothered, ended up going home. Right?
You should have just thrown it into the bush on what road there? Because have you seen the rubbish there
littering.
Anyway? Yeah, but have you seen the rest of the rubbish there?
No.
The council like to leave that, don't they?
No, I was going to do the right thing. So decided not to do it. Then let's fast forward to yesterday. Got up for work, packed my bag for F45. And couldn't find my heart rate monitor. So at F45, they give you these little heart rate monitors. You wear them or anything and then it tracks your heart rate and it goes on leaderboard and stuff. Couldn't find it yesterday morning. I was like, oh, God, I don't have time to look, so I'll just go without it. Then finished work. Bear with me with the details.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I can see I'm losing you, but
I'm
with
good.
Me. It's about to get
I've
really
I've got
good.
ADD, so it's hard.
Okay, so... So I pat my back, get to F45 yesterday and I was going to go home to have another look for the heart rate monitor, but I was running out of time. So that's another little detail that just bear that in mind.
Yep.
Nearly went home.
Yeah, I'm following.
Get there, realise I've forgotten my gym towel. And so I think, what am I going to do? You can't train without a gym towel. So I think, okay, I'll go look in the bags of stuff that I've got in the boot and grab out a T-shirt or something and I'll use that as my towel. So I picked one of the two bags, another detail, you know, there was two. Picked one of them, reached my arm in to grab something out, pulled out my heart rate monitor that I was about to throw out and put in a donation bin. That wouldn't have happened if I didn't forget my towel, if I'd gone.
Is that the big coincidence?
Yes.
That's the biggest moment in the whole story?
Yes. I found my heart rate monitor bundled up in the stuff that I would have thrown out the day before if I didn't make the decision to go home instead, and I wouldn't have found it if I didn't forget my towel.
Ellie, some sick kid could have had a heart rate monitor or someone that's a bit unfortunate. You're taking that away from them now. Not only so you were going to do
that
a good thing.
That is not what you're focusing on right now.
You should be donating that heart rate monitor because you just took that from someone that's less fortunate than you and now they're not getting it. Ellie, on the weekend, I couldn't find my car key, right? Looked everywhere for about an hour and a half at home. And guess what? Texted my sister. Turns out I left it in their car and they came and dropped it off.
No, that's not as coincidental because Josiah, you're forgetting all the details I gave you, all the parts that had to fall in for place for me to get that heart rate. I would never have thought in a million years that that's where it would have been.
I'll give it to you, right? It's a coincidence.
It's a crazy coincidence.
It's a coincidence on the far minor end of the scale. Don't get me wrong. It's a small win for you. You've got to take it.
It's the biggest win.
But there are a lot more. I would not call that a sliding doors moment in life.
I would call it the best story I've told on the radio in 2019.
Well, I don't think we should be back on air tomorrow if that's the case, because that was a terrible, terrible story.
Feel free to call us, 13, 12, 16, to back me up in how incredible that story was and all the parts that led to that moment.
I'm not trying to be negative. Like, I'm pumped for you, Ellie. Like, I'm very excited for you. But in terms of telling good stories on this radio show, I tell you what, there've maybe been a few more than that.
Nah. Hit me up, guys. Support me, please.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Love your thoughts on this one. A Sydney couple has started a debate online after they've just had their new baby daughter and they've blended her surname.
Blended her surname.
Yeah, so it's a very modern take on the twist of 2019 where many kids are taking on their mother's names, mothers aren't taking on their husband's names and vice versa.
Yeah.
Long gone are the days of the tradition of just the male taking the male's name, isn't it? It's a very different era we're in.
It is.
So her name, the couple's names were Courtney Casser, mm-hmm. which is a guy, by the way, mm-hmm. and Laura Sheldon. Surprises me that a man with the name Courtney is doing this.
Hey, there's plenty of male Courtneys out there. Remember that one on Australian Idol?
Oh, there was two. That's right. So Casser is his surname. Sheldon's her last name. They've called their new daughter Lila. Her surname is Lola Castledon.
Wow. Okay. All right. Ooh, what do I think about this? I feel like I'm okay with it. I'm torn between being traditional and being okay with it.
See, I'm a traditionalist. I'm not afraid to say that. I am of the understanding that no matter what, unless I date someone or marry a famous woman who has to keep her name for show purposes, she's taking on my name no matter what. And even if, for example, say I get married to Rachel Finch in my wildest dreams, right? When we get married, mm-hmm. I expect her to take the last name Sharla.
Yeah.
If she then turns around and says, right, cool, for the wedding, I'm Sharla on paper to us, we're Sharla. Mm-hmm. But for my image in the media, I've been Rachel Finch for the last 15 years. So for my image base, I have to keep it. But on paper, I'm a Sharla.
Yeah.
No dramas at all in that regard. But if they say, I don't want to take it on paper, we're going to have a little chat, I think. Whereas your mum did this, didn't she?
Yeah, my mum kept hers just because she wanted to. No real reason behind that.
Your dad wasn't offended at all?
No, I don't think so. Well, Dad was married before as well, and she took his name, and I think she still got his name.
Right.
And then, Mum came along and was like, no, I want to keep my name, and so she did. So I've always grown up thinking it's entirely normal. Yeah. So I'm a bit torn, like, I feel, for me, I kind of like my surname. I mean, I've got my Ellie Chaney Facebook fan page. So if I get married to someone.
Does it change?
Are people going to search for Ellie Chaney Facebook fans?
Well, say you do get married to Gav. His surname's Tucker.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've actually spoken to him about it. I said, what are your thoughts on this? Are you, that tied to your name? It's not at his surname is not actually his father's surname.
Right. It's his
stepdad's surname. Yeah. Because he's from South Africa. So when he moved to Australia, it was easier for immigration purposes if his whole family had the same surname.
You'd have to change your last name, though, to his because it's Tucker.
Ellie Tucker.
Pure. It's way better than Ellie Chaney because you become Mother Tucker.
Well, I've got a friend who's about to get married in Feb and she wants her husband to be to take her name.
And was he on board with that?
He was at first, but then his family found out about it and they're not on board.
Oh, yeah. If my missus asked me to do it, I'd be seriously considering things. I just couldn't do it. I'm such a traditionalist. Mm. I've done some research into why we do take our father's last name because it's actually quite interesting. Why is it the case?
Mm.
It obviously goes back to many, many years ago, probably biblical days. You know when you are in church or in the thing, they say, in the name of the Father? It stems from that, and also to do with when the mother has the baby in the uterus, right?
Mm.
You're tied to it, whereas the father isn't tied to the baby. So by taking on the father's name, that's their tie to the kid. That's what.
Oh, I mean, the uterus tie only happens for 9 months, though. Then the dad gets the rest of the life. Not fair.
Yeah, because the mother has that special bond for always, whereas the father gets that special one.
Are you solving another one of life's mysteries right now?
I could be a little bit. Can you do that?
Yeah, right. I'll give you that.
Mr. Casser, he had an interview with the Daily Telegraph because the couple are from Sydney.
Mm.
And he says, I like the idea of our daughter having a part of both of us.
Beautiful.
Apparently his wife, though, as he made that statement, had his nuts circled and squished around in her hand. And he could barely talk as he said that statement. So.
You ruined it. You went and gave us an interesting piece of information. Now you've ruined it.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, on Monday, yesterday, I came into the office and saw our friend Mel, who joins us now. Morning, Mel.
Morning, guys.
Friend, she's actually the promotional manager and marketing manager here at work. So hey. give her her title.
Works too, you know?
Do you know what? But she's a friend. She's a friend as well. And I think that's more important than a colleague.
You know what her title should be? What? The ball breaker of the office.
Yeah, that's true. She's also a handy little netball player. She played in our team last night. Little pit bull, old Mel.
She also sets up the OBs when we're live on site from like Harvey Norman and that. So she's basically my slave.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, we've introduced Mel quite well. I think that's quite a round description.
It's a very good description, actually.
Yeah. Now, Mel, can I ask what happens to you after the weekend you've had when I play this? How does it make you feel? Oh, God, I didn't realise it was a song. I thought it was just a buzzing sound effect.
I want to hear that song now.
I feel like you need to work on your paneling. Okay. That's what I feel.
All right. What does it make you feel?
It makes me feel, it just brings back memories of the weekend.
Why? What happened to you over the weekend?
You guys all went and had fun at the Friars Food Festival.
We did.
And I went out to help my parents because they've been helping me move.
Now they've got a bit of property. Where are they?
Out at Bethanga, which is out near Lake Hume, where it's a man-made lake out there.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of as growing up, I'm the son of the family, I would say. So to help Dad, usually if I want to help Dad, I go, can I help you, Dad? And he's like, oh, I'm in a hurry. No, I can't have you helping. So if I get to help Dad, that's massive.
Mm-hmm.
So Dad was like, oh, I've got this water pipe that needs fixing. Ooh. And I was like, all right. And he goes, I need you to go in there in the bushes and just pull it out because I can't get in there. And I was like, oh, yes, it's amazing. Get a job with Dad. And he never, you can't.
I would have bought you a beer at the Friars Street Food Festival if you came with us. Like, no. That's more amazing.
No. Because Dad's, I'm like, oh, do you really think I should be going in there? Dad's like, do you want to help or not? And I'm like, yep, okay. So I go in there and then next minute it's like I just got like a hit on the face. I was like, what's that?
Dad, and then, don't do that.
And then all of a sudden it was just like little hammers everywhere, just all over. And I pulled out. Which happens. I came out of the bushes and I said, Dad, what's going on? And he goes, oh, I think the paper wasp has got you. And I was like, oh.
So what, was there a wasp's nest in there?
Well, you know, paper wasps. So if you get bitten by a bee, they're gallant and they die and you're like sucked in. You've hurt me. Unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
Paper wasps, they are like the formidable warriors and they just keep coming at you.
How much pain were you in?
Well, not enough to stop what I was doing because Dad said, we need to get this done.
Did you go to the hospital or anything? Have you counted how many red dots are on your face? Because you got a couple.
It got on my neck and everything as well. It was quite painful. But another thing like with Dad is we're not allowed to tell Mum if I get hurt.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing. So I can't make a big fuss of it or she's going to just
But she would have seen, surely, because you've got splotches all over your face.
Yeah, but we have just a tendency to sort of like avert my face out of the way a little bit
They've gone down a lot, especially since yesterday. If you're listening and you want to picture Mel, it's kind of like you've had a jab or something, like a needle all over your face or something's attacked you or in a way. That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
I was a bit worried that my modelling career was going to be on.
No, never,
sister. You're beautiful. Hey, 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley, I want to know, have you been bitten by something as Mel? Because I reckon there's at least 30 bites on you.
There's a few.
Have you been bitten by something more? Or stung by something more?
I've got a story, which I'll tell you next, where I reckon I've topped you from when I was in high school, Mel. I reckon I can beat that in high school. I was 15 doing the cross country.
Do you want these on now?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Leading the charge, we did the cross country through in the national park. And because I was the fastest man in the school, if you're playing along at home, 15 years, the record still hasn't been broken.
What happened to you, bro?
I know, a few things. But what happened was because I was the first one through the national park, we had a lot of ticks where I was from. It got home. My mum had to pull 78 grass ticks off my body. 78. Wasn't a great day for me. I was in a hot bath for a couple of days.
Did they get in like your nooks and crannies?
They got everywhere. Anywhere you can imagine I had a grass tick.
I don't want to imagine it. So let's move on to the caller. Let's go to Jay from Shep. Jay, have you been bitten by something?
Oh, yeah, I have actually. A couple months ago, I got bitten by what I thought was a mosquito in my sleep, and it turned out to be a whitetail, and my arm blew up to like the size of an egg.
Oh.
And then I think I was overnight in hospital, and then I had to take a week off work because it was so seriously infected.
Oh.
Jay, that's unreal. Lucky you jumped on it as quickly as you did. Did they say you were lucky?
Oh, they said it could have been a lot worse if I left it any longer. But yeah.
My friend's dad got bitten by one on his foot and had to have half his toe amputated.
Well, my grandfather is one of his best mates. He let a whitetail bite go for a while. He had to have his whole leg amputated.
Yeah, pretty lucky. The bloody, it's pretty crazy. He had all the nurses in the room. Had it all lanced and stuff. It was just gnarly. It was like one of those pimple popping videos. It was just gnarly.
Oh. So how many bites did it get you? Just the one?
Oh, I got two side by side.
And whereabouts?
Oh. Just below my wrist there, where my hand meets my wrist.
Hectic. Oh my God. Everyone in this room just looked at their hands and tried to picture it.
Jay, I'm picturing a life without a wrist. That's not nice, mate.
Yeah.
No, it's not nice at all. It left a nice gaping hole in my arm until it got fixed up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Josiah, you would struggle without your wrist.
I know. I use them for everything.
Thanks for your call, Jay.
No worries. So easy, guys. Have a great one.
You too, buddy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You know what this means? Oh, just the music that just makes you feel like your day's about to get a whole lot better.
I'm smiling.
Good. So you should be. Productive Thoughts Tuesday is back. For another morning, if you're not feeling productive this morning, if your shower's not working and you're in Kyala, then I've got some tips for you to just maximise your productivity. I'm not sure if I've done these before, so stop me if I have, okay? Because I write lists every week, of course. Productive thought number one. If your shoes smell bad, a really good way to get rid of the smell is if you place a few dry tea bags inside each shoe, it'll absorb the smell, and that way you'll get rid of it.
Productive.
Well, first of all, you've never done that one, so congratulations. Second, I have heard this before. And thirdly, my last thought is great idea, but then you're taking away from that smell to whatever flavour the tea bag is.
Yeah, but yum. Who doesn't want an English breakfast set of Converse?
That's what I'm thinking. Do you get like a coffee-flavoured tea bag or something that has a bit of a boost to it, put in your coffee, and then it starts kind of like waking your body up from the bottom up? Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Look, we can try it.
Do it tomorrow.
It's like reflexology. You know how like you press certain points of your foot and then helps your spleen. Woo, you know.
This is fascinating about foot reflexology. Have you seen the maps they have of your foot? Like you press that bit, it does something to your butt. You do that bit, it does your heart. You do that bit, it does your boobs.
I reckon it's a load of bull, to be honest.
Well, I don't know. Because once they press this part of my foot, it gets something weird down there.
You get tingles in your butt. Yeah. Productive thought number two, if you've lost something, especially like an earring stud or something, which girls, you can relate, actually anyone with a piercing can relate, if you chuck a stocking, like a pantyhose, on the bottom of your vacuum cleaner and you vacuum, it won't suck it up. Then it'll just get stuck to the outside of the vacuum.
Productive thought.
Great idea for my belly button ring.
Yeah, you do have a cute belly button ring.
Nice, isn't it? Don't
tell nipple ring as well if that falls out.
Yeah, I've got two of those. Don't tell my grandma if she's listening. Can I ask though, when you're vacuuming, you vacuum everything else up though. I'm not negative. I'm just trying to
You are being a bit negative, to be honest.
I'm just trying to be both sides of the debate here. Devil's advocate, we could call it.
Yeah, you suck everything else up, but everything else can get caught on the outside too, and you can just scrape it off into a dustpan.
I don't know if that would work.
Oh.
I'll give you half a point.
How about this one? It's close to my heart, but I'm a bit torn by it. If you're out of toilet cleaner and you just need something on standby to clean your toilet, pour a can of Coca-Cola into the bowl and let it sit overnight. Then wash it again and flush it in the morning.
Productive thought.
I know.
Two thoughts on this one. First, have you heard the fact that if you put a coin in a thing of Coke?
Yeah.
That you take the coin and it cleans it?
I tried that once, yep.
Does it work?
No. It only works if you keep topping up the Coke.
Okay. Second of all, you need a lot more than a can of Coke for your toilet.
Oh!
Maybe like a 1.25 liter bottle and some more.
I'm ending productive thoughts here. How dare you? I just bring you all these ways to maximize your creativity, and all you say is I'm a big old pooer. How dare you?
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
First, I want to talk about tax.
I can't waste time, so give it a moment.
And the only way you talk about tats is with a bit of Jordan Sparks. Nick Natanui, Nick Nat, affectionately known by West Coast fans such as myself. He's the ruckman dude, you know him?
Yeah. Even if he came back from injury this year, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's done a couple of knees in his time, but he's an absolute legend. In the off-season, he's kind of set his house up to be a makeshift tattoo parlor for all the Eagles. Anyone who wants to come by and get a tat can.
Does he do tattoos himself?
Or? No, but he gets someone to come in and they just, you know, sit around and have beers and get tats.
Why don't they just go to a tattoo parlor?
Because he's Nick Nat. He can do what he wants.
Right.
Nick Nat's tats.
Well, he's not David Beckham.
He's not, but he's like the equivalent over in Perth, trust me.
Perth sounds boring.
You're boring.
Not much to do there, is there?
Hey, that's why everyone's inked up, bro.
Dexies they and tats.
And the mines, don't forget, FIFO workers. So Nick Nat has got himself a tat, and it's an awesome tat. It's of Michael Jordan. He's a huge NBA fan, and Jordan's his idol, so he's got a picture of Jordan dunking on his right leg. In the AFL season coming up next year, you'll be able to see it, guys. Get excited. The problem is it's of Jordan dunking, but Jordan famously, apparently, never used his left hand to dunk.
Oh.
He was a right-hander, and in it, he's dunking with his left hand. So Nick Nat's proudly shown off a photo of this on Facebook and whatnot, and everyone's been like, oh, that's not Jordan because he can't dunk.
Do you reckon Nick Nat cares that he got the arm wrong?
Oh, look, I feel like it'd always niggle you a little bit because every time you show off that tat, you're going to be worried that someone's going to say, oh, is that Jordan? Because he didn't use his left.
True. It is that kind of you don't care, but deep down you kind of do.
Yeah. You want it right.
Do you still have that tramp stamp of a butterfly on your lower back? Or?
I do not. I've got no ink. Ink free since 93.
You and I both. Quite rare these days to find someone that's ink free, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. My ex-boyfriend, he got a tattoo. He had a few tattoos, actually. One of them was of my name, which he got 6 months after we started dating.
Did you, at the time, right, 6 months after dating, first of all, wait a lot longer?
Right.
Maybe wait till there's a ring involved. Did you try to tell him or talk him out of it? Or were you all for it? Were you like, this is amazing. He loves me so much.
I was never on board with it. I was in Europe at the time on an 8-week holiday with the girls, and he messages me a photo of this tattoo, Ellie, on his hip.
On his hip?
Yeah. I was like, please tell me that's a temporary tattoo. He goes, no, I miss you.
Oh, come on. He's married now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's fast forward then another 4.5 years when he cheats on me and then marries the girl he cheated on me with. And do you know what my first comeback was when I found out he cheated on me? I said, did she see the tattoo?
Oh.
He's like, I don't know. He just avoided the question.
Was her name Ellie as well?
No.
Because that would have been very convenient.
It would have been very convenient.
He needed to be a bit smarter about his cheating. Mate, if you get a smart cheat, do it with an Ellie.
Exactly. Exactly. He meets a girl at the club, find out her name's Ellie. Look, this was meant to be. I've got your name tattooed on me. Let's go home. Apparently, my friend overheard him bragging in the gym that he got the Ellie changed into the continent of Africa.
Oh.
So cute. That is what you would call a tattoo mistake.
Definitely.
And that's what we want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. Have you had a tat mistake like Nick Nat, like my ex-boyfriend, like I'm sure a lot of people in the Golden Valley?
Have they spelt a word wrong?
Oh,
spelling
love those
mistakes
ones.
Are the best.
Yes. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16 is our number. I mentioned I nearly got a tattoo once. I got
it
all revved up. I was on a girls' trip in the US, and it was just after I'd broken up with the boyfriend who I just spoke about who got the tattoo of me and then got it covered up with the continent of Africa. Anyway, I was having this whole thing. It was 2016 and my year, I'd called it single 16. I was like, this is single 16. I'm going to refine myself. It's
Didn't you call
amazing.
It something else over
no,
summer?
No, I just called it single 16.
Can't say that on the radio?
No, we're talking about. Anyway, so one night we'd had a couple of wines, me and the girls, and I was like, girls, let's all get S16 tattooed on ourselves.
How old were you?
23, 24.
Oh, I was going to say, I hope this is an under 20 decision.
No, and I, kid you not, I was so going to do it. I'd never had any inclination to get any tattoos before, but I was so keen to do it. Would you have called that a tattoo regret?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Would you have right now if you got it?
I don't reckon I would. I was going to get it between my toes.
Okay, well, here's an idea. Get it yourself. Get it now.
No, well, I'm not single anymore.
Who cares?
It's not 2016. The moment's passed.
It's memories, though. Get that memory tattooed on you, Ellie.
13, 12, 16, if you've got a tat regret. Let's go to Craig from Maroopna. Craig, have you got a story for us?
All right. My godmother passed away, so I decided to go and get a tattoo of her name done. We got it checked about 5 times, wrote it down for the lady. Yeah, she tattooed it. I went home. The missus said to me, "What? That's spelt wrong."
Oh.
I went, "What?" Her name was Aileen, and she'd put A-double-L-double-E-N and forgot the A-I, just one L.
God. So, like, it said Alan?
Yeah, 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 kind of. Like, Alan DeGeneres.
Craig, that is a huge mistake.
I go back to her, and she says, oh, yeah, I've just made a mistake. I forgot to put an I in between the A-I-double-L. So as she's got the gun, and she's just about ready to do it, I said, you're going to spell it wrong for the second time. Oh, why? I said, well, go and check your paperwork. She checked her paperwork. I spelled it right there. She had to wash it out. So she had the tattoo gun with water in it, and she went back over the area and had to wash it all out.
Oh, my goodness.
Was that here locally, Craig?
No. We don't recommend that tattooist.
No, I can imagine. Did you still have to pay?
Yeah, $50. Supposed to be $100. No, not really. You know, every time I look, it's got to be a cover up now.
So you still got it, and it's all spelt correctly now?
Oh, kind of, with a big white patch in it.
Oh, great.
Nothing a bit of white out can't fix,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Just put some foundation on it, you'll be right.
this is.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
I know we've been talking about tats for a while. We just, before 7 o'clock, were speaking about tattoos that you regret and mistakes you may have made in regards to tattoos. And we get off air, and producer Brooke drops a little bombshell.
Unbelievable.
That you have a tat, Brooke. Tell us how you got it.
Well, so I've got a few, but my second tat, I had no idea what I was getting until it was done.
What for?
You are crazy, man.
Well, so at my old station that I used to work at, my producers said to me, they were just like, oh, you like pretty much will do anything. I'm like, yeah, all right. So they were just like, why don't you get a tat? Because there was a tattoo festival coming up. And so we'd done an interview with them. We were like, yeah, why not? Let's go there. And they said, I bet you won't be able to get one without knowing what it is. And I'm just like, nope. I'm down for it.
Are you kidding? I'd be like, no, I can't get one without knowing what it is.
So
like,
what did you end up getting done?
So I've got a wave on my ankle. So I got,
that's not bad.
I got to choose where, like, I like had it.
Yeah.
And it's so basic. Like, I never would choose it, but it's so funny.
Basic B-tat. What's that MTV show? And they do exactly that, where they nominate their friends and they get to pick what tattoo they get.
Just Tattoo Us.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just Tattoo Us. On MTV, some of the tats they get, though,
they're
are
crazy.
Messed up. This is for life. You do understand that.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Because I actually cut my ankle open when I was snorkeling in Hawaii. And it's actually...
Someone's a traveler.
Well, this is the thing. It's actually on top of
the wave.
Yeah. Like, how funny is that? Like, I didn't even mean for that to happen.
So did that ruin the design at all? Do you have, like, a scar?
No. Okay. You can't see it much.
Because Ellie's got some scars on her chin from where she fell off the motorcycle, so she's just wondering if she can still get that chin tap.
Yeah. I want to tattoo a beard on my face.
Yeah. You look fantastic.
I can't grow one. I just really want to get involved with Movember.
Well, this gives us a bit of an idea.
Yeah, look, when you told us this story off air just before, we said, okay, cool, well, can we get you a tat? And you were like, yeah, right.
What do you get? Like,
don't give us the power.
What if, right? And I'm just throwing suggestions out there. What if I decide to? Where would you have it? Your lower back, for example, right?
So I want to get one on my arm.
Okay. You wake up, or we don't put you to sleep, but we go send you off for a tat. You can't look. You turn around. You look at your arm, and the word Josiah in capital letters is on your arm. Are you disappointed?
I mean, okay. Personally, I'm not a fan of writing tattoos.
Oh,
like,
God, you're really narrowing it down, aren't you?
What else can we? What about the hit logo? Yeah.
I mean, sure.
I mean, it'll be great when you start looking for new jobs at different stations.
What about if we got you something to remember the Goulburn Valley by? Like, what if we got you Shepparton's Eiffel Tower, the Telstra Tower?
Of course.
Get that on your arm.
Do you know what? If we get her a painted cow on her arm, then that's like the epitome of moving up.
Yeah. You're like a real life moving up.
Yeah. We'll get you B1. True. The one, it's like a banana and pajama cow.
Hey, Goulburn Valley, 13, 12, 16, or hit us up on the Hit GV Instagram account, Hit Goulburn Valley.
Yes.
If you have ideas, potentially, we could get this done, Brooke.
Because Brooke's only here for 6 weeks at this stage, unless the company signs her on for longer, which I'm sure they will.
You sure
but
you
otherwise,
won't regret this?
You're only here from Sydney for 6 weeks. So we've got to souvenir your time properly.
I'm down for it.
You're crazy.
You're crazy and I love it. All right. Feel free to get involved with your suggestions, guys. We want to get her the best tattoo.
Oh, I've got another one I'm going to get on her.
Oh, God, what?
Wait, let's get Daddy written on.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, guess what's coming back, Jay?
Don't know. Christmas.
Yeah, actually, we could be here a while, or I'll give it to you. Let it go.
Let it
Frozen.
Oh, I did mention that earlier. Sorry, I should know this.
Yeah, you should have known that.
I'm not across my fry. I know I said earlier that I want to watch Frozen. Yeah. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, it's. Do you know what? It's overrated. Ooh, so many six-year-olds just got so mad at me.
A lot of kids have watched it 50 times. This, yeah. Frozen's like the modern-day Shrek to us.
Yeah, nothing will beat Shrek, though. It is a cracking movie, though. Frozen 2 is coming out soon, and one of the stars of it is Kristen Bell, who's, as you know, is my girl crush. I bloody love her.
Really? What's so good about Kristen Bell? Let me Google her. I need to see her face.
She's funny. She's, like, cute.
Kristen Bell? Not Kirsten Bell?
Kristen, yeah.
Kristen. Yeah. Kristen Bell.
She's in lots of things. She's in The Good Place on Netflix at the moment. Cracking show. She was the voice of Gossip Girl. She was in Veronica Mars.
Is she the voice?
Yeah, yeah.
You're kidding. Did we ever find out who Gossip Girl was, by the way? Sorry to distract from the topic.
Yeah, but I don't want to give it away.
Can you tell me off air?
Yeah, right.
Because I never watched the end of the series.
I only watched one episode.
She's a funny girl, Kristen Bell.
She is. Anyway, so she plays Princess Anna. Not sure. And she, obviously with Frozen 2 coming out, she's got two young kids of her own. And they were obviously interested in what happens in Frozen 2. And she, being a good mum, was like, all right, kids, I'll tell you what happens. But you can't tell anyone at school because that would be breaching her contract. And like, if the plot line gets out, then she could be sued, you know?
Of course.
So she's trusting her two daughters, Lincoln and Delta, who are 5 and 6 years old, with the whole plot of Frozen. So in order to make sure that they didn't go and blab at school about what happened, she told them if they told anyone, then their teeth would fall out.
Oh, like we have dreams about it. Have you ever had those dreams?
Oh, all the time.
Do you know what that means? I've Googled it. Apparently it means you're having financial pressure.
I've heard that and like you feeling powerless or something. Remember I had them when I started this job?
That's right.
Pretty accurate, both those things.
Yeah, yeah. Until financial I came pressure. Along and all of a sudden all your teeth were back in.
No, I just got power back because I can control you. It's great. But it turns out it's not the only lie that she tells her kids. She lies to her kids all the time. She lies about when their birthdays are.
Why would she do that?
Because kids don't really know the dates, right? And so if they want it to be conveniently on a Saturday so they can have a party, then they'll just say, oh, your birthday's on a Saturday.
Yeah, but what if you grow up thinking that your birthday is just on the second Saturday every February or something? You'd be gutted.
Kids are great, but they sometimes don't put two and two together.
Are you going to have kids one day?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, so you're not one of those people that don't want kids? Producer Brooke doesn't want kids, this isn't something she'd have to worry about. But I thought this would be more white lies. Telling them the wrong birthday, that's a straight up lie.
And when they're old enough to know better, then you tell them the truth. But I have a problem with this because I can't lie. You know me.
Yeah, it's true.
So what am I going to do if I have kids?
Well, you're going to have to get your husband to do it.
Gav can't lie either, actually, my boyfriend.
Really?
No.
You sure? He tells me some other stuff on that.
Now I think about it.
Well, there's many things which, and if there are kids listening, I don't want to say some of the things that parents do have to lie about in order to keep your childhood sacred.
Mm.
And we know what many of those things are if we're reading along the lines. Parents, you know what I'm talking about. Christmas is around the corner. Oh.
Anyway, 13, 12, 16. I want to know what lies you're telling your children, parents. Oh, God, I've been rattled. You've rattled me. Do you tell them that, like, they'll go blind if they don't eat their veggies? Or, you know, if they tell the plot of Frozen, then their teeth will fall out.
My parents always told me carrots would make me see better in the dark.
Yeah.
And because I wanted to have that superpower, I'd do it. I know it does increase your vision, but definitely doesn't make you see in the dark.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16, we want to hear the lies you tell your kids. Give us a call.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie.
It's like the time I asked my parents one time when we were driving. I think I've told this story on the radio before. We were driving one day and I'd just been learning about at school how the earth moved around.
Yeah, the earth's flat.
No. And so I said to them, hey, is this car actually moving or is it just the fact that the earth's moving and the car's just rolling with the earth? And mum was like, distracted at the time, was like, yeah, that's right. And so for then like a year, I thought that the car didn't move and that it was just rolling with the earth.
Parents don't understand that the words they say, and even if it's an offhand comment, kids take it as gospel. And you'll go and tell 10 of your friends at school that.
Exactly.
And they'll either make fun of you or they'll go and tell their friends. And all of a sudden, that's how a local myth starts.
So true. My parents did not realize that I'd be on the radio as a profession in my life. So now I'm spitting all these facts to everyone. They're like, whoa, we just told you that to shut you up when you were 5. We did just have a call from Carly who said that her mum told her that she was allergic to bees just to get to stop her from playing with them when she was a kid. So she grew up thinking she was allergic to bees. And then one day a friend was like, why don't you have an EpiPen? And it turns out that her mum just made it up on the spot.
Oh, there's a fun one to tell you kids for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I know.
She probably went outside having anxiety and stuff, not wanting to, get attacked because there are bees everywhere.
Exactly. Scary. Feel free to keep those stories coming. Hit us up anytime on the socials. Hit GV on Insta. Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up. With Josiah and Ellie.